So this is actually a scar from childhood. As the name implies, my parents are African, and I grew up in West Africa, grew up in a Catholic school, went to a Catholic school. And the story actually had to do with me in Catholic school in my senior year, where I see her pointing, so you kind of know the scars that goes along with, like, you know, Catholic schools and Catholicism. So in my senior year, you know, I was a fairly troublesome kid, you know, just like any other kid in a boys-only school. And I remember sitting in class one day, and my best friend, who's very, you know, equally troublesome, sits next to me. And we had these, like, desks that folds open that you put your books in. You know, I don't know if it's the same thing in America. But I remember him having a very strict upbringing. His father was actually very, very strict and borders on actually being abusive. And, one great story about him, we wore shorts and white shirt uniforms, and he came to class one day, he had a burn mark on his thigh, and it says made in China backwards, because his father burned him with a lamp, you know, but we used to, like, just, and it's not funny, but, you know, boys only school, it was funny. you know, he was a great kid. He sat next to me, and I remember in class one day, you know, he had all these brand new textbooks that were sitting on his desk, and he's in the front of the class just sort of, like, you know, acting the fool. And I'm like, dude, like, you can't leave your books hanging out, you know, somebody might take it. And he's just, you know, not just being carefree. And I was like, oh, I'm going to teach him a lesson. I'm going to hide one of his books. So I took one of his books from his desk and, like, you know, there was another desk next to me. I opened the desk and put it in there and just pretended nothing happened. And I was like, oh, I'm going to make him suffer. He's going to look for it, and then, you know, I'll tell him. But then minutes later, one of the teachers walked in, and they were like, well, we want all the school prefects to go monitor the lower class. And prefects are, like, you know, certain students that, you know, they have certain responsibilities. And I was one of them. So I got up and left class and went to the junior classes. And a couple of hours later, came back. And I noticed there was nobody in the class. And all the desks were, like, just toppled over. And I turned around and looked outside on the soccer field where all my classmates, like, serving punishment. And I was like, whoa, what happened? I was like, well, I'm glad I wasn't part of it. You know, I'm glad I'm not being punished. And I stepped out and looked at the next class and motioned to some of my friends that were in the class and, you know, asked them, I was like, what happened? And one of my good friends came out and he was like, oh, dude, you missed it. It was a huge fight. And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, well, this kid who's your friend, you know, came back to his desk and noticed his book was missing and went apeshit and just was like, I got to find my book. My father's going to kill me. And he goes to the front of the class and locks both doors. And it was like, nobody's leaving. I'm going to do a search. And he's going to search every locker. And, of course, which is pretty routine. If your thing is missing, you kind of go, okay, you're going to do a desk search. So he's going desk by desk and is going through, like, opening people's desks. And he gets to this guy who's, like, a straight-A student, like, not a troublemaker. He's the quietest guy in the class. So he gets to his desk and he goes, dude, I have to look inside your desk. You know, I'm looking for my book. And the guy goes, fuck off. He's like, no, seriously, I have to look. You know, my father's going to kill me. And he's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, get lost. And, like, pretty soon everybody in the class was like, well, if you didn't take his book, like, you wouldn't have any problem opening your desk. And other people were like, well, you shouldn't have to. So pretty much the whole class divided into two factions, like, saying he shouldn't have to. And then they had the story, according to the story, they physically had to pry him off of his desk to, like, open it, and there the book was. And they were like, oh, he stole it. That's why he didn't. So the whole class went into a freaking riot, and the principal came and saw everybody, and he's like, well, you guys are seniors, you should know better, like, off to the soccer field. And they were, like, cutting the grass. And as my friend was telling me this, like, my jaw was like, and he was like, you didn't have anything to do with this. I was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. But I felt so guilty that I went to my classmates, and I couldn't tell them that I was a guilty party, because they were like, what are you doing here? Go back to class. You didn't, you know, you weren't part of this brawl. Like, you know, I was like, well, I feel guilty. You guys, my classmates are here serving punishment. I just want to help you guys, you know. And I was, like, doing the lion's share of, like, all their work because I just felt so guilty. And I couldn't tell them because if I told them, I'd be expelled. So it was, like, this moral dilemma that I had to, like, you know, should I tell and be expelled in my senior year or do the most part of their chores? So I ended up, like, doing that. I took off my uniform and I was, like, helping. They were like, dude, this is unlike you. You hate, like, hard labor. And I was like, well, yeah, I kind of have to, you know. So I did, and I didn't tell anybody, and I went home and just cried because I was just so – I felt so guilty, and I just bawled. And the next day, like, I still didn't tell, and but it was just like this thing. My parents were like, what's wrong with you? Like, you're just moody, and I just was like, I can't tell you either because you'll kick the hell out of me. But I think about, like, maybe – I think later in the semester I can actually tell – like how long it was. I finally pulled my friend aside and I was like, well, yeah, you remember like that incident that happened, like the whole class got punished. You have to swear you can't tell anybody because they'll kill me, like all these like jocks and stuff, like they'll just murder me. I was like, but yeah, I was that guy. And he was like, what? Like, oh man. And I was like, I had to tell you, you know, and I hope you'll forgive me. But and a part of the reason I'm up here is actually, again, talking about scars and trying to exorcise your demons. I never told a guy that they thought stole the book. And I've always felt guilty about it. And, well, I'm an adult now, and I'm sure he is. I hope he doesn't remember. But, well... Yes, actually, that's like, well, the funny thing is I don't remember his last name because it was like so long ago. Yeah. You know, crazy thing is you never know what happened. Like, I hope he went on and lived a prosperous life. Well, thank you. I was going to tell the poop story, but that was my story. Thank you.